From the heart of the nautical mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Holy malarkey, Palm is missing a tooth. Live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station, it's time for...
Listen up, T-shirt is on the air.
And you look so cute without that tooth.
Hey, thank you for mentioning it. Not that I have pride, but... Now I'm going to be embarrassed. I'm going to talk with a whistle. I know it.
Nah, you'll be fine.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah, okay. You'll be fine.
I have a terrible confession to make.
We're ready.
Trevor, can you lower the music? Today's Groundhog Day, right?
Yeah.
And on my rush to get here this morning.
You saw the groundhog, sir.
I ran over the groundhog on Montauk Parkway. And now I'm all upset because I don't know what weather's going to be like for the next 6 weeks. I have no idea.
You're so bad.
But you know what? The groundhog saw 10 shadows of himself. He was all over the place. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're here.
Serious. Yeah,
and right. That was Dr. Palmer.
Dr. Groundhog.
Groundhog or whatever, and I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, and we're here to tell you we're two young kids, and we're in love with Jesus.
Oh, yes, we certainly are. We're in love with Jesus, but I don't know about the young kids.
Well, don't give it away, all right? You know, you give
my
it
teeth
away,
are so falling right? out, and you're calling us young kids? Listen, Tony, we have a real treat. We have Teresa Pickett with us today, and Teresa is really the Long Island representative for Lighthouse Media. Yeah.
And I'm a good customer of Lighthouse Media.
Yeah, really. And I just joined. I became a subscriber of the month.
You did?
I did. Hey, $5 a month is a lot of money.
Wow. Wow, that's great.
But, you know, Teresa, first of all, welcome, Teresa. We're sorry we tease a lot.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
And if we... With the first thing we have to let our listeners know, that the theme for this show is You Will Never Walk Alone. And we've been talking to people over the past 2 years about becoming open to the presence of God in their lives.
Yeah.
And we did it last week with the Fiat Rosary.
Absolutely.
And we've done it so many different ways over the years. But today... We're talking about something so practical and so real that you can bring God into your life while you're riding in your car.
And I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I do it.
And that's Lighthouse Media. Teresa, tell the audience about that. What is it?
What do you do? Tell us exactly what your job is.
Okay. Be very, very happy to tell you about it. I got involved with Lighthouse Catholic Media in 2006, and it only just started in 2005. And since then... Our main focus is the CD talks by the great Catholic speakers of our day. We have so many speakers. We constantly keep adding new speakers and all different topics. And we get these CDs, we make them available to people in parishes with a parish program. And we also have individual program, which is called CD of the Month Club that Dr. Palmer just mentioned. We have you can subscribe as a download of the month for people who want to use that kind of technology and get an email once a month, a brand new talk. We also have Truth Be Told, which is our young adult program. Same thing, it's a download of the month. So there's various ways that you can get these CDs. Our goal is to get them into every single parish in the diocese.
You're doing pretty well in Rockville Center, I know that.
Yeah, so far we're almost about 20% of the diocese has the program.
And there are 134 parishes.
Exactly.
And so that's wonderful.
Yeah, what we do is we have people who join us. They work as what we call account managers, and they are out there in the field bringing the program around, explaining it, getting into parishes, and then helping those parishes to have a successful program. Now, my job is I'm the division manager, so I train people how to do this. I help them, assist them to be successful, and I try to make the division grow so that more and more people can just have access to the CDs. A lot of people say, wow, I never knew these were there. I love them. We get great feedback. We get a lot of people who write into our website, and they tell us, you know, what they thought about a particular CD.
And, you know, just before you, I know you have a testimonial that somebody wrote in. I want you to read that.
Yeah.
But we want the audience to know that these are regular CDs by prominent people.
Oh.
And they are fantastic resources for listening to God and being aware.
And the best news is that if in a parish program, we only ask people to pay $3 for a CD just to keep the program going. So it's just so inexpensive purposely so that they can be given away. The idea is you listen to it, and then guaranteed as you're listening, you're going to be thinking of somebody you want to give that to.
Oh, absolutely. It touches all lives.
Yeah. Read that testimonial, Chris. I love
the one about the 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got this testimonial in. It's from a mom in Canada, and she says that her son was going to make his confirmation. He's 12 years old, and she asked him who did he want to invite to his confirmation party. So she said, well, Mom, I want to invite Father Calloway and Jason Brooks and Shannon Collins, Scott Hahn, Matthew Kelly. And the mom was like, well, who are these people? What are you talking about? And he said, these are the Lighthouse Catholic Media speakers I've been listening to. And I learned so much from them. This is what he said. And they're inspiring me, and I just love my Catholic faith now because of these CDs.
It's unbelievable.
So that's a 12-year-old.
And the writers, as you said, are all famous speakers, famous theologians. Scott Hahn, Dr. Scott Hahn, is extremely famous. There's a Father Thomas Richer.
Yes, Trust in the Lord. That's one of my favorite CDs.
And Father Jason Brooks. They're all famous talkers, and the talks are heartwarming. They really are.
They're not lectures. They're really wonderful pieces of work.
Many people, they don't understand what the CDs are until they listen to one. Exactly what you just said. They're not lectures. They're entertaining. You get to know the speakers. You definitely learn, 100% guaranteed, you're going to learn something in every CD that you never knew before. And we know from our feedback. I have one woman who wrote in and said, I cried in the parking lot in the grocery store. Listen to this beautiful CD. Mm. And people have said, you know, I got where I was going in the car, and I just stayed there and finished it because I was so into it.
That's happened to me.
Exactly. Well,
And I must confess, I do get a lot of information to use in my talks. And so when I'm going to do a talk, I leaves up on all these CDs. And
you need all the help you can get.
I look for it. And I ask Jesus to send me the Holy Spirit besides.
Yeah. Here's another thing that we hear a lot, and this is what I usually say. This person said, I didn't want the CD to end.
Mm.
You know, they just enjoyed it so much. And the good news is, pop it back in, listen to it again. Yeah. You know?
And if you do turn it off in your car, and you turn the motor back on, it picks up where it left off.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So
that's
really
because
great
of the car. Yeah, that's the technology car. But I just want to mention one more thing. I don't want to take over on the talk, but these CDs are actually a treasure chest of the knowledge of our religion.
Yes.
Because any questions that you may have, you can probably find the answers in the CDs.
Definitely.
Such as trusting in Jesus, the miracles of the divine mercy, discerning, all these things you are looking for, you can probably find the answers. Looking beyond John's gospel.
Yes, really that one was surprised me. I didn't really know it was going to be as good as it was. But the trust in the Lord, you know, everyone wants to trust in the Lord, and that's what we're told. But you say to yourself, how? How do I trust in the Lord? That CD is just going to give you the answers. And that is one of my favorite ones. I give that out a lot.
You know, why don't you talk about the newest one, the one Praying Like a Saint.
Okay, Praying Like a Saint, that was our January title. If you join the CD of the Month Club, you always get a brand new title, so you never get a duplicate of one you may have gotten picked up at the parish. And again, I looked at that title and I said, I don't know, you know, I know a lot about praying. But it was more or less, why should we pray, and how are we going to have a relationship with the Lord who loves us more than any person ever could love us? How do you have a relationship with anyone? You talk to them. And this is what praying is. So he goes into explaining.
And you listen to them too.
Yes, listening back. He explains what prayer is and the different types of prayer. And again, not boring at all. Very entertaining speaker on that CD.
Every one of them are excellent. By the way, Palmer, why don't you make some CDs? Can't you? Palmer's an excellent, excellent talk.
Well, we're doing it. We're thinking it. Yeah, we're doing that now. Yeah.
Do I get any royalties or anything?
Yeah, I give you a nice handshake. But actually, you know,
you're so cheap, Palmer.
There are so many CD titles. For example, Matthew Kelly is one of my favorite or Catholic authors, if you want. Rediscovering Catholicism.
Yes.
It's an unbelievable book.
He's everyone's favorite.
But you have two discs by him. Maybe you can talk about them.
Sure. We actually have more than two. We have, you know, several, probably like six or seven. The ones that you just held up, the Seven Pillars of Catholic Spirituality, that CD, he just gives you such an understanding of the things that we believe and do as Catholics. That CD has been known to bring people back to the faith. People have been away, haven't been practicing. They listen to that and they come back. And some people will say, I've been away 30 years, I've been away 40 years. I listen to this talk and I'm back.
In my parish, they gave out his book, Rediscovering Catholicism, to every family.
Yes, and many parishes
are
doing
effects, that. One of the effects was that they said that the pastor had the record of the longest, the person who was away from confession the longest, 54 years.
Wow, that's excellent.
And I love the back of this disc on the Seven Pillars of Catholic Spirituality. The content of this program will challenge you to become the best version of yourself, inspire you to live life to the fullest, encourage you to act purposefully, and direct you to a deeper conversation with the Creator of the universe. And listeners, it asks you a question. Are you up for the challenge? I mean, really,
yeah.
Good stuff.
There's another virtue to these discs that I do want to mention. They're very down to earth. The language is very down to earth, very easy to understand. There's not big words because I don't like big words. And they're touching. They really are. And it's like they were made for us. To feed us.
Yes.
Because a lot of Catholics feel they're not being fed. Well, here's how you can be fed through these discs.
And you feel the presence of God in the discs. You can.
Yes. You do. You definitely can.
Because you set aside time, especially in the car, your captive audience, he's got you.
Exactly.
And he can't wait to load you up with his stuff and get rid of your stuff. I think that's wonderful.
And my parents can take advantage of that when they have their teenagers in the car. And, you know, they're a captive audience at that point.
Absolutely.
They can make a deal. You know, I'll drive you to the mall if you listen to this talk on the way.
Husbands and wives can be captives there, too, especially if they're in trouble. And they begin to listen to some of the truth that comes out, it starts to heal their marriage.
Yeah, so we have talks about marriage. We have talks about raising children, you know, how to raise the best kids. You mentioned Matthew Kelly before, and that particular title with the seven pillars is also one that you are going to be laughing when you're listening to that talk. It's a serious topic, but he is funny.
Yeah, well, I really won't, because Palmer already copped that one. He beat me to it.
This is the only time we have a guest on the show who pays us and gives us.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
If someone has any questions or they want to get in touch, can they get in touch with you?
Definitely.
How can they do that?
I would love that because we're looking for people, not only for yourself if you want to join the CD of the Month Club or the Truth Be Told for your young people in your life, but we're also looking for people who want to get this program into their parish and or if they wanted to become an account manager with us. We definitely are still looking for people to join us. So my phone number is 631-848-7612.
Say it again.
Mm-hmm. 631.
What was that?
848-7612.
848-76, and it's 613?
No.
848, what is it?
Hey, you're messing everybody up.
Oh, my God, Mama, you're messing everybody.
Well, I'm giving the audience time to get their pens.
Okay. I have an email address. It's my name, tpickett@me.com, but I'll spell that because Pickett is not what you think. So it's TPIEKUT at ME.com. Now, if you don't have a pen or you forget all that, you can always go on our website, which is www.lighthousecatholicmedia.org, and contact through the website, and then, you know, they would refer you back to me if you want to do something here locally. You can also go on the website and just join the CD of the Month Club right there.
What can someone do if they want to do something? Supposing they want to get involved with this, what jobs are there available for them to do, or what can they do to be helpful with this?
The best thing they can do is one of two things, one of three things. One would be if they wanted to really get involved and become an account manager and actually bring this program to other parishes and places. And again, we provide all the free training. We have a lot of support and backup for you to do that type of work. The other thing would be if you wanted to be a volunteer and get the program in your parish and work with the lighthouse person to keep the program going and running smoothly. We try to take the work off the pastor so that it can run without his having to really do very much about it. And the third thing is the CD of the Month Club, you can join at various levels. So some people will get 5 or 10 CDs a month instead of one, and then they distribute those, give them to their family, their friends, their coworkers. They evangelize. It's a very great way to evangelize because the CD does all the work for you.
Toti Conforti, and Toti is in St. Aidan's Parish.
Yeah, she takes care of St. Aidan's. Yeah.
She said in 1 month they sold, gave away, if you want, 600 CDs.
Yeah, that's true. That's one of our very successful parishes, St. Aidan's.
That's Monsignor McDonald, who used to be at the seminary, who backs this.
Yes.
You know? The reason why I mention that is I want people who may say, is this really Catholic or is this New Age Catholic or whatever?
Right.
This is solid Catholic stuff, and it's all approved stuff.
It is.
And it's 100% Catholic. I can attest to that because I listen to them regularly.
Yeah. We have the gift shop at the Shrine of Our Lady of the Island in Manorville. They've had these CDs since 2006. That was the first place I went. My husband, Paul, said, why don't you go to the Shrine first? And it was the best thing because the Shrine reaches people from all over, and then hopefully they then will want to get the program into their own parishes. But there have been thousands of CDs that have gone out from that gift shop. Mm-hmm. Thousands.
How did you get into this evangelization ministry? What happened? What brought you into this?
Well, what brought me into it was I've always been attracted to Catholic books, pamphlets.
Excuse me, I just stole Tony's
Stole my question.
Ask your question.
I'll ask another question. Okay. How did you first find Jesus?
Okay.
I first found Jesus through my mom, I have to say. I had a wonderful mother who self-taught her faith because she didn't grow up in a family that practiced the faith, but she passed the faith on to me. And it wasn't until I started listening to these CDs that I started to really understand the depth of the faith. So I've always been a Catholic. I've always practiced my faith, but it's a world of difference when you really start to dig in and understand. And to just be able to go to Mass and listen to a gospel that you just listened to a CD about and you know all the details of what they mean, it's just incredible. It changes everything. And how I got involved with Lighthouse was I listened to Matthew Kelly, believe it or not, was one of the first CDs I listened to. And it was Becoming the Best Version of Yourself. I loved it. And I just said, I want to give this to everybody. Everybody I know. I want my kids to listen. I want everyone to listen to this great talk. But I thought to myself, well, I can't go buying all these CDs. You know, that's a lot of money. When I found out about Lighthouse, I had gotten an email from someone just telling me about this. And I found out that, you know, you can, for $3 each, you can give these CDs away. I said, this sounds like something that I would like to do. So I went to a training program and I learned about how to do it. And my first thought was, how am I going to do this? How am I going to have time? I work, I have kids, I have a family. But then I said, well, if the Lord really wants me to do it, somehow it'll work out. And sure enough, it has.
Yeah. And it made you a millionaire, right?
Very rich in spiritual ways.
Right.
Too bad we didn't have a sample for a few minutes that we could have put on. We didn't think of it, but maybe next time we have you, we could play a little bit of a.
Yeah, well, maybe a next time.
Next time,
you know, we know what we'll do. We'll pick two, and one, I guess, and we'll have it on.
Good.
And then you can come back with us, join us again, and we'll.
That'd be great.
See, so you just secured another appearance on the show.
That would be great.
Well, you know, it really is such an important evangelization ministry. And the reason why I wanted you on, not only because of the quality here, but of the CDs, but this is the year of faith.
Yes.
And what better way to open yourself to what Tony and I have been talking about for so long and the church has been talking about for hundreds of years.
Evangelization.
Opening yourself up to the presence of God in you.
And the idea is it's so easy to do because most of us drive. You can put the CD on while you're driving. If you iron, I still iron. Many people don't. But
I don't. You know, I stopped about 50 years ago.
You can listen.
I never started.
Most people say, ironing? What's that? But there's lots of ways that you can listen. And some people will download them to their iPods or their iPhones, and they listen that way. And you learning, you know, just an easy way. That's the whole idea. Even Pope Benedict has said that we should use modern technology to evangelize. Absolutely. Get ourselves out there.
The beauty of the CDs, first of all, television is totally boring. There really is nothing on television outside of maybe EWTN or Telecare or whatever. But when you're listening to a CD, you can go about doing so many other things.
Exactly.
And the word still gets in.
Matching up
your
socks.
Jesus is with you. You never are walking alone, and
Absolutely.
That's important.
Absolutely.
Right. And you do feel like you get to know the speakers, and you just bond with them. They, like I said, they're entertaining. One of the things I'm very excited about right now is our young adult program.
We talk about that.
Yeah, it's called Truth Be Told. It's a download program. It's only $2 a month, so it's so affordable. Sometimes our grandparents will purchase for their grandchildren and just, you know, email it out and say, I want to do this for you. But they also take some of the talks and put them into CDs, so you will find some of those youth program CDs in the kiosks and parishes. They are excellent talks. Just young people today, the world is difficult. There's struggles, there's problems, there's doubts, there's questions, there's heartbreaks and problems in relationships, all kinds of pressures on our young people today. And when you're going through problems, you really are looking for answers. You're looking, you're searching. The CDs are going to give you the answers. They're going to give you what you need to know.
There's probably an answer for every question or every problem that you have in those CDs.
Yes.
One way or another.
Exactly. And the Holy Spirit works to get you the right talk at the right time.
They're treasures. They really are.
And people want to know, how do I ever get to know Jesus? Now, Tony, you know I got a song.
Yeah, I figured that one. I knew that.
Andy Williams.
Ooh. I love this one.
The March of the Siamese Children. Now it's Getting to Know You. Perk up now, listeners.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day. Getting to feel free and easy. Getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day.
That's the way people start to become nice and comfortable and easy with Jesus. Because from these words that they get, they just start to relax, like you said. And they say, wow, that's not too heady. I don't have to read a theology treatise. I can find these people are in relationship with the Jesus I want to get to know. And the more I get to know, the easier and more relaxed and honest I am in my work and my conversation with Jesus.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the more you will understand the presence of Christ in your life. One of the things for myself I can say is that if somebody said, well, what does these CDs do for you? My answer would be, they help me to know who Jesus is. I always thought I knew who Jesus was, but not until I really listened to these CDs that I'm really starting to know who he is. And
he's fun.
Yes.
Oh, he's fun. He's got a great sense of humor. You know, I have a prayer life that people know about. I don't care who knows, whatever. But I write back and forth, at least as if I'm in conversation with God. And then one day last week he told me, I plant my seeds in you, and you become a blooming idiot, you know. And I, oh, thank you, Lord. It's nice to know that Jesus calls me a blooming idiot. And I don't mind being that. I like that, right? So, you know, I thought about it, and I said, all right, you've chosen me to be in relationship with you, as he chooses all of our listeners. And Lord, I don't know how to tell you this, but you better fire your selection committee. And you know what he wrote back? He said to me, I can't fire my selection committee. It's my mother, and I can't fire her.
That's nice. You know? That was nice.
And then I said to him a little bit later in the same conversation, you know what? I've given it a lot of thought in these few moments, Jesus, and I found out that I'm not the only blooming idiot in this relationship. Whoa. And then my guardian angel, who was Theocrates, I have a whole spirit life, and Theocrates said, gulp, do you realize who you said that to? And I said, yeah. And then he looks up at heaven and says, I didn't say it. He did, you know, as if he was afraid of God. But what I'm trying to point out, I don't care how you work at it. You can have a relationship with Jesus in your imagination. That's St. Isaac, St. the one over the Jesuits, St. Ignatius of Loyola, says that use your imagination and let Jesus talk to you in your imagination. I took that to heart, and I have the most fun spiritual life you could ever imagine. And I've had a lot of tragedy, but God is funny.
And how many books do you have?
Over 200.
Over 200 books.
Wow. Of words. Yeah. I've been doing this for 25 years, 30 years.
I copy some of his stuff.
He steals
it. I steal it.
And I've never seen a penny
from
him.
You're not going to read it.
But they all are built around what he's teaching us. He's fully alive, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist.
Yes.
And the thing that makes our religion so special is that we actually believe in that piece of bread. That's Jesus the Messiah, fully alive. And when I receive him, and sometimes when I receive him, I can feel my heart beating faster because I realize that his divinity is going to start mixing with my humanity, and I can't lose with that.
Yeah.
You know?
But isn't it so wonderful that our Lord, our Savior, our Son of our Creator, wants to be with us as badly as we want to be with him? And he's just aching to come to us. And all we have to do is open our arms.
And
he'll be there. And he's there.
And he's so personal. Like I had a tooth pulled. And in prayer, I hate the dentist. And in prayer, I said, I'm scared stiff. I don't want to go there. This is going to hurt. And my friend over here, what prayed. Happened to you in your prayer life?
I prayed for him yesterday because I knew he was going to the dentist. I know he's a baby. I know he's a whiner.
I'm not a baby.
So I actually got was that no pain, no suffering, and no antics.
And that's it. And no tantrums.
Tantrums.
Right. And that's no exactly what happened. I had absolutely no pain and no discomfort.
And no tantrums.
Excellent.
And that's how personal and intimate about even the smallest thing that he does relate. And the message came from my friend and not from inside me. Yeah.
And I called him to tell him, Palmer, there's going to be no pain. No. And you know what? He wouldn't answer the phone. He probably saw my name on there and he didn't answer.
That's why I didn't answer.
One of our CDs, From the Foundation of the World by Curtis Martin, it's one of our youth program CDs. If you don't think God loves you, you got to listen to that CD. Oh. It's just
what is the name of it again?
From the Foundation of the World by Curtis Martin. And if you think maybe you have any type of sin that's not forgivable, you have to listen to that CD.
Okay.
It's amazing. It just, the message just comes across, and it's wonderful.
And Teresa, we do a saint of the day on every show.
Yes.
And Tony has a saint for today.
Yes, I do.
Bridget.
And I have Saint Bridget. And the reason why I have Saint Bridget, by the way, just to preface it, is that yesterday was her saint day. But besides that, it came to my attention that many, many of our listeners are from Saint Bridget. And it's my desire to thank all our listeners. And how can I thank those parishioners from St. Bridget that listen, then other than by emphasizing what St. Bridget was all about? So with my heart, this is dedicated to those listeners.
Okay.
So St. Bridget, one of the good things about Bridget was that she was, when she was a little girl, she was very generous. She freely shared what she had with the poor, her clothes, her food, even her pots and pans, and even her parents' most cherished possessions. That, you know, is very good, but sometimes it goes a little too far. She was always ready to give anything she had to other people.
She reminds me of you. That's what you do.
I don't know. The problem was that she was so generous that she sometimes gave away things that weren't really hers to give. But she was filled with the Holy Spirit when she was a little kid. She was the daughter of an Irish chef and one of his maids. When she was still a child, her father sold her as a slave girl to another chef. This chef set her to work in his dairy. And when the milk from the cows was made into butter and cheese, one day, a great number of poor people came begging for food. Bridget was so sorry for them that she gave away almost all the cheese and butter on the dairy shelves. So one parent sold her to someone else, and now she's doing the same thing. So when she was about 13 years old, her then father brought her home to work for him. She still couldn't help giving things away. If anyone was in need, she was there with clothes, pots, pans, food. She gave them all to those who had none. This was all very kind of her, but it wasn't long before her father decided this really couldn't go on forever. He couldn't afford to keep such a daughter any longer. So as she had grown into a very beautiful young woman, he took her to the High King of Ireland to see if she would like to, he would like to buy her as a slave. He left Bridget in the chariot at the palace door, and he went in to see the king, and he was prepared to buy her. The king himself came out to see her and found that she had just given away her father's sword to a man who had come by begging for food. And wow! And when they questioned her, he says, I had nothing else to give him. I had to give him something. He was so thin and hungry. Huh, said the king. She's no use to me. She's far too expensive a slave. If she gives things away like this, who knows? She'll give away my whole kingdom. Bridget's father took her home again. Sometime after this, Bridget gained her father's permission to become a nun. This she did along with some friends of her own age. Once they were nuns, they made a special point of visiting the poor and sick, taking food to the hungry, nursing the people who were ill, and teaching and helping children who had no parents. Because of this work, they became the first nuns to be known as the Sisters of Mercy in Ireland.
Wow.
Soon after Bridget became a nun, she found a place where she felt she would like to stay for the rest of her life. It was not far from a lake, and it was beautiful, and there was a great oak tree growing there. With the help of her friends, she built a hut or cell beneath the oak. Her friends built huts for themselves as well, and they brought in people to stay there. They brought in the poor, they brought in the sick, they brought in the elderly. The time went on, this collection of huts became a proper convent. Later, a town was built there as well, a town known today as Kildare. The name in Irish, Kildare, means the cell under the oak. From this place, Bridget and the sisters, nuns, would travel about the district, continuing their works of mercy, bringing in the sick, bringing in the poor, feeding, giving stuff away, going out begging. They also spent much time making copies of holy books and teaching those who visited her place. Bridget died shortly after her 70th birthday, after a long and productive life in giving things away, even things that didn't belong to her. Her spirit lives on in hospitality afforded by the nuns in Kildare, and she is still revered as a patron of the Irish woman motherhood. She is one of the two patron saints of Ireland, and only native one since Patrick was born elsewhere. Christians and pagans alike celebrate Bridget's feast on February 1st, also known as the ceremonies for the celebration of a great woman and the renewal of the earth, the promise of abundance, and the hope of new growth and the eternal cycle of new life was her motto and her pillar that she stood on during her life.
Wow.
And so that's the story of very generous Saint Bridget.
And you know, I can easily
transition. You can relate to her. I know.
Oh, yeah, I give everything away, right? No. I can transition to what she's talking about, what we're all talking about today, is the love of God.
Yes.
The love of God.
Yes.
And you know, we all face trials and problems in our life. And so we go to God. And like Bridget, huh? He gives us everything out of love.
In abundance and whatever it takes to make us happy.
And
that was Bridget.
You know, and the reason why I'm kind of struggling a bit, I'm trying to figure out how to introduce Celine Dion saying, "Love can change mountains,"
right?
You know, because that's it. That's really a little song. We want a little upbeat music for people.
You're very up today.
I'm trying to. I got my tooth out. I feel good. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. That's Jesus talking in a love song that all the young kids identify with. Celine Dion had a conversion experience in her life.
Life.
I'm dedicating this song to George and to Nick, who hate the music that I play.
Our two biggest critics.
And the song is really, if you believe in God's love, you can move mountains.
Oh, absolutely.
And you just transform it that way.
I have a comment to make on that.
And go ahead.
I was just playing Bible roulette, but I got unconditional love. In an unbelievably intimate and loving way, Christ chooses to give himself freely to us regardless of our condition. We can approach Christ at communion, weakened, saddened, fatigued, confused, or bored. But because our Savior loves us so much, he chooses to give freely of himself no matter what our response. And I got on Psalm 37, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And you know, when you receive Eucharist, I don't call Eucharist Eucharist. Of course, it's Jesus in body and blood, soul and divinity. I call it timeless love because it's the love that God has wanted to share with us since the beginning of time.
It's the greatest love story ever written.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a book about that someday.
Well, they have another one. They have a CD called The Greatest Story, Second Story, The Second Greatest Story Ever Told.
Oh, my Lord.
And that's all about the divine mercy, which is definitely a devotion for our time.
And God's love.
Yeah, that's an excellent talk. That's one of my favorites.
That's good.
It's new. It's just out. Yeah.
Okay. Monsignor Fink, who is at the seminary, talks about divine mercy. And he said it's really just God's reminder of devotion to the Sacred Heart.
Exactly.
Isn't
that really
true?
It's all tied in, yeah.
What is your favorite CD?
Well, I have to say that one we just mentioned is one of my favorites, the second greatest story ever told, and that's because I am very, very much attracted to the Divine Mercy devotion. In fact, Lighthouse Catholic Media is. That's our prayer that we encourage all of our people to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet every day at 3 o'clock if possible, and if not possible, then whenever you can pray it. It's prayed every day in Illinois, in our home base, for all the people involved in Lighthouse Catholic Media. So that is one of my favorites. The other favorite, I have to say, is Trust in the Lord.
They go together.
Yeah, that's just another great, wonderful talk. Every single one that I've listened to, I have learned something. It's guaranteed. I will give you my personal guarantee. You're going to learn something in every single CD that you pick up. Most people tell me that, you know, they want to join the CD of the Month Club, and they say, well, I've never had a CD I didn't like, so sure, I'll take whatever CD comes out.
How do you join the Month Club? I want to join. How can I join?
It's very easy. If you are good with technology and you like to do things yourself, you just go on Lighthouse Catholic Media's website, lighthousecatholicmedia.org, and you will see a place for CD of the Month Club. There's also every other thing that you can join there, the download of the month, the Truth Be Told for young people, it's all there. And you just, you know, follow, enter in the information, and if you want to use your credit card, that's the best way, because then your card just gets charged $5 every month. $5 every month, you're not even going to really feel. You're going to spend more, you know, go to Starbucks or something and spend that money very easily. So the other way, some people don't like to use a credit card. They want to pay by check. They can do that. The best thing to do, really, is contact me, and I can set them up.
What was that phone number again? I messed it up in the first hour. I want to come back and make sure
we get it right. I'll say you messed it up.
It's 631-848-7612. And again, if you forget that or whatever, and you can contact Lighthouse Catholic Media and just tell them you want to be in touch with someone from Long Island, and they will refer you back to me. So there's always a way to get in touch with me. We have such a supportive staff in Illinois. That's our home base. That's where Lighthouse started. And also, it started in Illinois. It has spread over the entire country, and several other countries around the world are involved now directly with Lighthouse Catholic Media. So we're growing rapidly.
And if God wants something done, it gets done.
Yeah, I'd like to just say one little story. You mentioned St. Bridget with Ireland. Mm-hmm. And I had said earlier that the Shrine of Our Lady of the Island in Manorville is the first place that my husband and I went to get this program started. Well, one day I happened to look on the website under my CD of the Month subscribers, and I see a priest from Ireland, Father Murphy. And I said, how did I get a priest from Ireland joining my CD of the Month club? So he had his email address there, so I emailed him, and he told me that he had been to the shrine visiting. He saw our display, he took a brochure, and he signed himself up for CD of the Month Club. So since then, we communicated by email, and in the end, it turned out that he got Lighthouse into his own parish. He also had a brother who's a Monsignor, and he had a shrine over in Ireland. He got the program going there. And so it's amazing what, you know, the little seeds that we plant that spread throughout another whole part of the world. And he also told me that a lot of the CDs get sold to people from our country who are visiting over there. It's just funny how they, you know, how everything works out. But we now actually have an account manager in Ireland, so Lighthouse is spreading throughout the country there. But it's just amazing what you can do. You don't know the good you're doing when you just pass on one CD to somebody.
Absolutely. And like John said, when Jesus wants something done and God wants something done, it gets done.
Exactly. I had another time where we gave a CD to someone, and he took it. He had told us some problems that he was having, so I thought maybe he'd like it. It was a Matthew Kelly CD. And time went by, and someone saw me and happened to know this person. It was a relative of this man that I gave the CD to. And she gave me a big hug, and she just said, thank you so much for giving him that CD. It has meant so much to him. I had no idea. I just passed it on. So you never know how you're helping someone.
Well, the same is true of the radio show.
Oh, absolutely.
We're kind of silly, but it's our belief. It's our belief.
We are silly.
God is joyful,
yes.
And he wants us to be happy. Yeah. And you can sell more with a smile than you can with a stick.
Absolutely. And we give away free CDs of all our shows.
Excellent.
Every time I do a talk, or tomorrow, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be at St. Catherine giving away free Bibles and free rosaries.
He's Bridget. He's St. Bridget.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'll be at all the masses. So if you're going to go to Mass, go to St. Catherine and pick up a free Bible, a free rosary, or a CD of our shows.
Excellent.
But you don't know what people will pick up on. And you have no idea what you will say has an impact on other people.
Yeah, there have been times that I would be listening to a CD on my way to work, learning something, and that very topic will come up at the lunch table. And I'll say to myself, wow, I just listened to that this morning. I guess God wanted me to know that, because here's someone asking a question about it. So the Holy Spirit definitely works through using the CDs.
When I first started in relationship in my prayer time in the morning, I was told in prayer, try it for 30 days, 1 hour a day for 30 days. If you don't like it, you can always return the unused portion. And the same thing is true. We advocate that the listeners try these CDs, one a day,
exactly,
for 30 days, and you will find God's going to talk to your heart. He will not ignore you.
Right, and if you use them in your car, it makes the trip go so much faster.
It does.
Because it's so enjoyable, and they're so inviting, and they're so informative. It actually makes, sometimes I'm sorry I got there to my destination so fast.
Exactly, exactly. And but, you know, you never have to be afraid of joining the CD of the Month Club. If you change your mind, you can just cancel it. It's very simple.
You know, we'd like to go into the healing time on our program. Because we have a pile of requests.
And we have a new one we just put in today.
Yeah, from Paul.
From Paul.
And I have many others. I do prayer lists, and I send out my emails to the people from the diocese. And we believe that God's love goes out over these airwaves, and that God does touch our listeners. So, Jesus, we place ourselves in your presence, and we know that we've been kind of silly talking about a tooth being pulled and everything else. But Lord, we know that your heart is wide open. And today being the first Saturday of the month, we dedicate ourselves to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and also then to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So we ask Mary to pray with us and allow her influence on her son to get the healings that our listeners have prayed for. Do you have any special ones in mind?
Yes, I have several, and of course the new one we just put in today is first on my mind, but there are people that are depressed, and people that are been diagnosed with cancer, and people that have just don't know where to turn. And so we're asking Jesus to give those people hope and to console them and to let them know that you are by their side, and you, Jesus, are their best friend. And so we just ask, and we thank you for all the healings you've given to our petitions in the past, and we look forward to more in the future.
And I hear him saying inside of me, hey listeners, I know you may be in pain, but I have the perfect way for you to be set free of pain. Come to me. Come to me. Open yourself up to me. Don't bother telling me all of your petitions. I know them all. Let me tell you something you don't know. I'm alive in you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are alive in your heart and in your soul, and ultimately in your mind. You, dear listeners, have the power to invite our healing love into your heart right now. So we ask you, just be still. Close down all of your mind. Don't tell me what you want me to do for you. Listen, and I will tell you what I will do for you. I will touch you now. I give you now the gift of my peace in your heart. I give you now my love. I touch you right now. I know exactly where to go. I know where you hurt. If you're in sin, I forgive you. I don't even remember it. Now that the decks are clear, I come in. I rush in where fools fear to go. But here I am. Here I am, right in your heart now. Feel my love. Feel my peace. Feel my grace. And yes, Mary, I hear you calling to me. And I will come to that person who's out of work with no money. And I will come to that woman who's dying of cancer. Even if she is to die, I bring her home. All you have to do, dear friends, is surrender. Surrender. Be at peace. Let my love take over. I am here. I am here. Be still now. Let me in. There, that didn't hurt, did it? That didn't hurt? Now get a little bit more of my peace. Come on, get closer to me. I'm giving you a big hug now. This is my Jesus hug. Feel my love, my friends. Feel my love.
We thank you, Jesus. We give you praise and glory and worship. And thank you for being by our sides, our petition sides, holding our hands, helping us, and letting us know that you are truly our best friend. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And Teresa, we thank you for being with us.
Well, I thank you for having me here. It's been great.
It's great, Teresa. Very educational, and I'm sure it's going to bring a lot more people back to Jesus.
And we want to go off with the whole theme of the show, Trevor, the last song. Believe it or not, we're ending with Elvis Presley.
When you
you've really been bold today.
See you next week, listeners.
Thank you for
hold
listening.
Hold your head up high and don't be afraid.
We love you, listeners. We thank you. Keep listening. You really enlighten our hearts. Thank you,
listeners. I pray for those people who are on marriage encounter this weekend, that their marriages be healed.
Is a golden sky and the sweet silver soul of
the did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the rain. Though your dreams be tossed and blown.
Oh.